Today, I thought a great place to start a conversation with this particular podcast would be in the area of being our best and then allowing our best to get even better. Knowing that when you're faced with a situation or faced with a season in your life where you feel like you may have reached your plateau, where you may have given all that you could possibly give, where you may have developed as far as you can develop in a certain area, you have to remember that your best can always get better, that there's always a greater place or position for you in life, no matter what it is that you're doing, whether you're a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, a sister, a brother, whatever it is that you're doing in your career, developing a business, whatever it is that you're doing, there's always a better place and a greater place, another level for you to go. So never get discouraged and think that you have reached your best, that your best at this point is now not good enough because you're not seeing the results that you used to see. You have to understand that the best that you gave on yesterday has to develop and be better for the next day. Today is a new day, and today is a day where you would offer more, where you would seek down inside of yourself and you would make a decision that the best that I had to offer yesterday has to grow and mature and be greater for today so that I can go to the next place and the next level. We never want to be stagnant in a place of comfortable because comfortable can then mean that we are still and not progressing. So we always want to be in a place where we have to make ourselves uncomfortable to be in a better place, to give a better part of our best. So there were some things that I wanted to just get put out there in this conversation as far as the small things that you can do on a daily basis to improve your best, so to speak. And so the first thing that I felt like is very important for any individual doing anything at all is to try your best to position yourself to rise early. It's a simple thing, but sometimes it's very hard for us to put aside the time as we go day to day doing day to day things and activities to put some time aside to prepare for that day. And so when you rise early, when you rise earlier than you normally would, when you wake up in the morning before your actual time that you would need to wake up in order to prepare for your day, you're giving yourself an opportunity to stage your day. You give yourself an opportunity to think about what it is that you're going to do and do things with purpose and not just a routine or accidental. And so, in staging your day, you're looking at everything, anything as far as, I mean, even as small as giving yourself enough time to stop for gas in the morning, giving yourself enough time to prepare a meal instead of buying out once you get to work that day. Giving yourself enough time to decide that you're going to do XYZ for that day, and you're going to accomplish that thing, and you're not going to overwhelm yourself, and you're not going to put too much in your day. Giving yourself time to, most importantly, meditate, pray, begin to reflect on the things that you're grateful for and you're thankful for within that day. Begin to be thankful for things that have not come to pass yet, but that you desire in your life. Even if it's the structure of being able to get to where you are better at whatever it is that you're doing, that will be the time that you want to start your day with positivity. You want to listen to things that are going to encourage you to keep moving. That is the time where you're most attacked. And so if you rise early before the attack comes to discourage you and your entire day, you have got a head start on what could have been an avalanche of just bad situations and dealings throughout the day. And so you want to rise early. The next thing is you want to make it a point to not only learn from others, but take time to listen. Just because a person may be different or may have a different outlook, it's still a great thing to be able to have the ability to listen to a person and be able to not only find a common ground, because it may not always be that you will be in agreement about something, but that you have opened your mind up to the knowledge of what another person thinks, another individual thinks, and how and why they think that way. It might not be your way, But when you're open enough to learn about someone and then take time to listen, really listen and pay attention to what it is that they're saying, then it allows you to grow within yourself. It develops patience. It develops a knowledge that you build on how to communicate with other people, accepting who they are as they accept who you are. And so I think that's a great thing to practice on a daily basis as much as you can. Also taking the time to read. And once you have gotten to a point where you've read something, then taking the extra time to research the thing that you read. And so we have tons of articles that come past us on social media. We have tons of books that we read and are suggested to read. And we go through different things and we're reading all this information. But it's important that you take the time to research even that you read. You research those things that you don't completely understand. You look at the background of the different things that you have taken in, and make sure that you have a full understanding of the history of that thing, and that you don't just take the word of that person that's writing, but that you really dig into those things so that you can find out where your real view is and the truth that you find in whatever it is that you read. It's important that you do that so that you don't develop a sense of just being a follower, but that you grab hold to information and make it your own. Another thing that you want to try and include in your day is just to never assume that you already know. So as we encounter different people and we do different things, whether we're in our career, whether we're working, whether we're attempting to start a business and we're pursuing different assistance and help in that area, it's very important that you do not assume that you already know. You want to make sure that you're open and you're ready to hear what someone else has to say. You want to make sure that you're open to any type of advice, any type of information that would allow whatever you're doing to grow and prosper in a way that maybe you hadn't considered or thought about. So you never want to assume that you already know anything. What you get from someone else may be confirmation that what you're doing is good for you, but it may also be enlightening that what you're doing may be in a position where it could be better if you take their advice. So either way it goes, never assume that you already know everything there is to know. Also, a big thing for me, I think, is to grow in confidence through self-celebration. I believe that if you look at yourself and you begin to celebrate who you are and the strides and the steps that you've taken to be a better person, to allow your best to be better by growing and opening yourself up to different things, and cultivating those things that you already have, talents that you already have, gifts that you already have. I think it's important to make sure that you take time to celebrate yourself. When you celebrate yourself and you acknowledge the great things that you have accomplished within yourself, it's not about being boastful or overly confident. It's about knowing who you are and understanding that I am happy, I am at peace, I am content, and I am proud of who I am and what I have achieved or accomplished. Once you come to a place where you can seek out those great things about yourself and you can embrace those things, and then you can cultivate those things and you work hard to make sure that those things continue to grow and get better and better with time, well, those are the lasting things that will stay with you. So other people can give you compliments and they can give you encouragement and they can push you along the way. But when you know in your heart, in your soul, in your mind that you are great, then what someone else says to you is only confirmation for what you already know down on the inside. It's harder for you to receive or accept something from someone else in the terms of encouragement or confidence boosting if you don't feel it within yourself. How many times has someone told you that you were pretty? And how many times throughout your life do you find yourself saying, oh, I'm okay. Or you have a pretty dress on, or you have a nice suit on. Oh, this old thing. Well, those are situations where you have not spoken to yourself and celebrated yourself enough that you can believe what they say because it's confirmation and not something new that's just coming from the outside. You've already affirmed yourself and you've already said it to yourself. So them saying it to you is nothing but you saying, thank you. I receive it because I know it within myself. I am so happy and so encouraged that I am at a place where I can begin to learn how to make my best better, where I can begin to develop myself in a place or position that I thought maybe I couldn't do in the past. And so I think that I just want, if nothing else, for everyone that is listening to this podcast to get to a place where they know that there is greater in them, that when you're at your weakest, when you're at the most disappointing place in your life, when you feel like nothing is going right and your best just is not good enough, understand that, you know what, your best isn't good enough, but your best can get better. What your best was yesterday deserves to grow and be better today. And so do the things that need to be done. Those small things on a daily basis will sow seed into you that will allow you to be open for change, open for new things, open for development, open for receiving knowledge that is needed in order to make your best absolutely even better. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to the podcast today.